Romans 5. I want to keep you very long. Fifth chapter, I'm going to read the first six verses. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. Beginning of the first fifth chapter. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now, Lord, take a few moments to you to your God. That the word of God would come forth from thee, Lord, and touch our hearts as we ask you to touch in a very special way. And amen. This morning I would like to just for a few moments just touch on a subject that we have been talking about, and it's probably on the mind of all of us, more or less. And that is the word, as it said up there, I read to you, the third verse, but we glory in tribulation also. Tribulation. You look it up in Webster's dictionary and you will find this word explains what tribulation is. And the word is severe trouble or affliction, distress, trial, suffering. That's Webster's account of tribulation, severe trouble or affliction, distress, trial, and suffering. We read of tribulation and we talk about it. We've studied and we discussed it a little bit Wednesday evening. Of the tribulations, of the times when we are troubled, afflicted, distressed, we're in trials, and some even suffering. That pretty much sums up tribulation. We think of tribulation as something way out there, something way beyond us. It's in that next part after Christ comes and the great tribulations come. But friend, let me tell you, there is a difference between the great tribulation and the tribulation that we are going through this very day. We find that as each of us we are suffering, some of us physically, some of us mentally, but all of us are suffering from the effects that Satan is having upon our country, upon our nation, upon the world. Satan is at rampage and he is trying his very best. He's throwing all kinds of afflictions upon the Christian, not bothering the unbeliever. You see, the unbelievers, those that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, are not affected by all of these things that are coming up, where they're disallowing prayer in school. Well, that just tickles Satan to death. When they're not allowing the word to be spoken here, there, or everything, you can't see it on public buildings, and you can't see it displayed in the lawn, you can't see Jesus Christ mentioned anywhere, doesn't bother Satan a bit. Matter of fact, he's driving down the road saying, ha ha, I got rid of that one. Yes, he's tickled to death when the afflictions start to fall, when the suffering starts to come. He's so happy. He's so happy when he sees you and I suffering heart attacks and all these things that falls upon us. He's very happy with that. Yes. because he knows that you or your witness is being affected. He's trying to put you down. He's trying to put down Jesus Christ, which he cannot. Yes, he can have his day, and he's having it right now. He sure is. He's having it. Talk about the tribulation. Well, my Bible tells me there in the 24th chapter of Matthew of the tribulation that happens before Jesus Christ comes. You can look around this morning and through the past month or so, and you can see all kinds of signs where these things have begun. He says these are the signs that should appear. We'll see earthquakes. We'll see floods. We'll see all these devastating natural disasters, we call them. But God knows all about them because he controls them. Believe me, he does. Sometimes we wonder, say, Lord, how can you let things like that happen? Well, we need it. We need to be stopped. We need to be, as the Sunday school lesson this morning said, we need to be stopped and we need to be turned around. Well, he sends these things that we could learn by them, but we don't. You see these disasters, just like today being the 10th anniversary of that terrorist attack there in New York where these idiots flew those airplanes in and killed so many people, thinking they were doing something right. Satan was tickled to death to see this happen. Yes, he was. And today as we memorialize, well, I'll say it, this time that happened. And how many people do you reckon that will be on their knees saying, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for what we've done, for what we've said, for the way that we're going. No. They might for a minute. You know, back when that happened, every church was filled and the altars were filled. They were praying everywhere and the TVs was acknowledging prayer and this. But how long did it last? It soon left. It soon left. How soon we forget? How soon we forget the goodness of God? He tells us there in Matthew that this would happen. He said there'll be a falling away, that the churches would be empty. Well, we see that around, and it's not only our little church, it's everywhere you go. You hear it from even from the big, huge churches. We miss one or two people, they miss 100 or 2. Yeah. That's the only difference is the size of the church, but it's happening because people are straying away from the Word of God. They don't want to hear it. Don't believe it. Well, it tells me there that in the last days we'll see these signs happening. You'll see earthquakes and wars, rumors of wars. Well, pick up your newspaper or turn on the TV, you hear nothing but wars and rumors. It's here. It's here right on us now. This is tribulation. This is the beginning of tribulation. This is the tribulation that we will have here upon this earth. But this tribulation that we live in today is going to end. It's going to end just like that. Just like that in the twinkling of an eye. How much is a twinkling of an eye? I've heard someone say 750,000th of a second or something like that. But anyhow, it's going to happen quickly. Because Jesus Christ is going to come and he's going to pull his church from out of this tribulation. God is looking upon the situation now, and I can imagine him sitting up there on that throne, looking down upon this earth that he created. And he's seen the way it went, and I imagine he's just sitting there saying, oh boy, look at them. They're crazy. They've completely lost their mind. They're completely different from what he had intended. They're not what they should be. They're not worshiping the Almighty God, the Creator. He's looking down upon us and he said, well, that's just about enough. We know. You say, well, that don't sound right. God wouldn't do that. He will do it. Because he did it once before. Remember, back in the days of Noah, when the flood came, they were eating, drinking, marrying, having a big time, having a great time out there. They were having a ball. No, his family. They were building the ark. They were looking to the future. They were looking for the way out. Yes. And when God looked down upon them and he said, Noah, shut the door. He said, I'll shut the door. Get your peoples inside. I'll shut the door. Friends, that's exactly where we are today. God looking down upon us just as he looked down upon the world then, and he said, I'm going to shut the door. He said, get yourself in. I'm going to shut the door. He said, the door not. We're looking at another door today. We're not looking at the door of the ark. We're looking at the door of Jesus Christ. It's going to be shut. No longer will you be able to go and find Jesus Christ after he has pulled the power of the church out. Once the church is gone, it's gone. Yes, there are those who say, well, yeah, I'll be able to make it. That great tribulation, this one we're living in here today, seems like it's getting pretty tough. Taken from the rich, or taken from the poor, given to the rich, yes. Everything that seems to happen, it seems to go against the Christian, the little fella. Oh. But let me tell you, once that power, once God has called his church, sent Jesus back to collect his saints, bring them out, take them to safety. Yes, the door is shut. They're in the ark. They're safe on the other side. And what let loose? They had a flood. They had a flood that come and it began to rain, and people, I imagine, started to, well, first said, hey, we're getting some water on us here. Never had that before. Yeah, then it got a little deeper and a little deeper and a little deeper. First thing you know, they started swimming what they could, but that didn't last long. They were destroyed. The whole world was destroyed. Don't believe it? Well, look around. Have you ever seen a model set up on a table, maybe, or something like that, where they make little mountains and valleys? Have you ever seen them? It's kind of neat the way to do that. But if you were to take a big pile of earth, put it out here on a table, a tub, we'll put it that way. Put it in the bathtub. Put it down to that. This portal with a bunch of dirt on top of it. Just pile it up there. Put it in the bathtub. Fill it with water. Fill it with water till the water comes up and goes up over top of all the dirt. Then you swash it around. You swash it around, 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 and the first thing you know, that dirt gets all soggied up, and it starts moving, and then you let that water go down slowly. As it gets down slowly, let it go down just a little ways to a little bit of that dirt, so swash it for a turn around. Swash it around. What'll happen? Well, it'll leave a mark. It'll start at the top, and it'll come down a little ways, then it'll be kind of like a flat-like thing there, and then a little mark around it. Then let her down a little bit more. Slosh her in. You come down, you have another little step. You come down, and the first thing you know, you'll see where the water starts to come out. It'll start making little tracks come down from the top, little thing like that. So you let that water out. And when it gets clear down and it's gone, what do you have? Well, you'll have a mountain there. You'll have a peak. You'll have a peak there, and then you'll see where that water run off of that peak. You'll see a kind of a little gully coming down. More and more and more and more. And as you come down, you'll look around, and you'll see from that mountain, you'll look around, you'll see kind of like a little ring around it, a little flat-like. Folks, you take a look at the world we live in today. Get on the internet. Look up one of these Google things, or Google Earth things and like that, and you get a picture of a satellite view of any place you want to look. And you'll see exactly what I explained to you. You'll see exactly the high mountains. You'll see exactly the rings around them. You'll see the gullies coming down from them, where that flood took place back in the beginning, back when God destroyed the earth with water. You'll see it. It's there. If that doesn't prove it to you, come go with me sometime. I'll take you up in the mountains, way back up there in Randolph County or wherever it is. And we'll go way back up on top of one of those mountains there. And I'll show you, we'll be able to pick up little stones with imprints of seashells, of all sea creatures. You'll see them right there in the stone, clear on top of that mountain. Yes, folks, the water was there. It was, just as truly as I stand here, it happened. Whether these people like to admit it or not, it did happen. He did destroy this earth, and he will do it again. It's coming. I don't care what anybody says. It's coming, and it's near. Tribulation, yeah. They think, oh, we'll be able to go through that tribulation. There will be some come out of tribulation, but it will be those who knew the truth and turned their back on it. Yes, those who already knew, not new ones. There'll be those that turned their back, found themselves disbelieving, didn't follow exactly in the steps that Christ would have had at the bottom. Yeah. Yes. They can wash their robes, it tells me, in the blood of the Lamb, become white. You see, they had a robe. They had a robe, and it was they was able to wash it in the blood of the Lamb. Had they not had a robe, forget it. Destroyed, just like the flood. So, tribulations. Yeah. There are those who think that, yeah, I'll be able to go through that tribulation. They got another thing coming. It won't happen. We're troubled today. Likely some little things that bothers us gets worse and worse and worse. Tribulation has definitely started. Definitely is here and now. And it's not going to get better. I don't care who the president is of the United States. I don't care who you vote for or elect. They're not going to change it. It's coming. The only one that's going to change it is the Almighty God. When he says, enough is enough, is enough. Son, go get my children. Son, go collect the church. The elect. Those that believe, the elect. And he also said there in the 24th chapter that it would get tough. And he said if it was, how does it say it? That there would be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Yes, it's coming. And he will say, when the time is right, go get your church. Will you be there? Will you be ready? Will you be one that says, Lord, I hate to see it, because there's so many of my friends that are lost, that don't know you. There's so many of them. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Yes, come quickly. Yes, when we talk about tribulations, but he says we can have glory. Glory in our how in the world are we going to do that? How can you have glory when you're being troubled on all sides, when the things are hitting you in every way? Because we can look forward to Jesus Christ, keep our eyes focused upon him, and all these things around him don't amount to hit me. No. They don't affect us because we have our heart set on him. Yes. and with our hearts set on Him, all the rest of it, well, we wish it wasn't there. But it sure isn't going to put us down, is it? Father, we thank You and we praise You. We praise You, Lord, for just being the Almighty, the good God, the Creator. And Lord, You made each one of us. And God, You made us aware of You. You have talked to each one of us. Your power of the Holy Spirit has spoken to each heart here. And Lord, we know the way. We just ask, Father, give us courage to stand. Give us the strength, O Lord, to move on. Keep us, O God, on that straight and narrow, that we do not fail. That, Lord, when that day comes, when You call Your church, You can look upon each and every one of us and say to us, come in, My good and faithful servant. That You won't have to look on any one of us and say, depart from Me, You workers of iniquity, for I never knew You. Keep us, O God, where we need to be. For we ask it in the precious blood of Jesus Christ.